Yay! I'm glad that fate brought you here. It's a whole new day. And now that you're here, we are going to share weekly podcast sharing tips about saving and investing, my experience and knowledge as the main reference points, insights learned from guests I'll host here who I believe will have valuable information for you, my experience with online jobs and money, and finally, my finance tips. So make sure you follow, like, and share, and let's chat on Instagram and Twitter. I look forward to building a great relationship with you here.
Hello, welcome to the Energia podcast. I'm Amis Manze, and thanks for those people who are sharing my podcast. Na wale wenye wanalisten, wenye wanarate kwa Spotify, na wale wenye wanalearn more things, new things from this podcast, na sama thing. So, kama ujasikiza my latest episode, just go to Spotify ama Google Podcast. Tafuta my last episode kwa the Najua podcast, then you can learn about nyumba mkononi. Na kama umeshaanza kutumia nyumba mkononi, big up manze, hiyo dream isiishe. Na pia kama uko bado na doubts and you want to know more, you can reach me on my social media account. Enda tu kwa the Najua podcast na watch up a message and I will reply. So don't worry, I got you. For this episode, I'm going to talk about how to invest in stock markets, how to buy shares, how to sell shares, and so on and so forth. So probably on your way from point A to B, hapa nje umesikiza mtu akisema akona shares Safaricom, akona shares Equity Bank, akona shares Juapi, and you wonder what do they mean. So mimi niko tu hapa kukuambia what shares mean, how to buy shares, how to invest. So if you are an investor, kwanza kama ndio unaanza, this podcast is for you. And kama unajua kuna mtu mwenye anataka kujua more about stocks and shares, pia unaweza forward the message kwake, unaweza forward the link ya hii episode kwake asikize, maybe itamsaidia mahali. And the goal is to be rich, and nataka tukue rich kama tuko very young. So if you listen to this and do what I tell you, maybe utakuwa rich. Remember, investing is all about consistency, time, and patience. So, usi expect that you chance to save leo na kesho kwe millionaire. It takes time and patience. Now, it needs more input than output. So, welcome. Tuanze, what is stock market? So, for the newbies, I want to tell you about the stock market. So, a stock market is just a place. It's just like a supermarket where you buy and sell shares za kampuni. So companies zinakuwa listed kwa hiyo. Unaona vile supermarket inakuwa like kuna TV, kuna place ya TV, kuna place ya food, kuna place ya furnitures. So you choose the company that you want to invest in. If you want to invest in furnitures, utaipata hapo. It's just like a supermarket. So a stock market ni a place where you can buy and sell of publicly traded companies shares, like you buy a piece of a share. That means ukibuy share moja inamaanisha you own a piece of that company. So unakuwa pia uko na kampuni. So the more you buy, the more you get the bigger share. Hivyo sasa. So a stock ina represent fractional ownership of a company. Vile nimekuambia ukibuy share moja or amount of share inamaanisha you have ownership of that company in the bit ya kenye umebuy. So stocks, the shares pia unaweza ita stocks ama securities depending with you. So why do you need to invest in stocks? Bona invest in stocks? You may ask yourself, how do I benefit? Now you have told me that stocks ni a piece of a company. Why should I buy it? Unajiuliza maswali. So kuna njia mbili ya ku make money kwa if you invest in stocks. So I'm going to talk about them, alafu wewe mwenyewe utaona. So njia ya kwanza, ya the reason why you should invest in stocks, ni dividends. dividend. A dividend ni distribution ya pesa ya kampuni kwa shareholders wake. Once you buy a share, you become a shareholder. You understand? So, dividend ni hiyo pesa utapewa. Sema wakisha make profit, that ka percentage utapewa juu umeinvest kwa hiyo kampuni, hiyo ndio inaitwa dividends. So, kampuni ki make profit, inagawa hizo profit zake na shareholders wake. So, inaitwa dividends. So, for example, a company imemake 20 billion. Alafu wewe ukona shares ya 20%. So, hiyo profit ya 20 billion, wewe utapata 20% of that profit. Umano. So, hiyo ndio the dividend. That's just an example. So, let me elaborate. Tuseme, kwa hiyo mwaka, kampuni imemake a profit ya 100,000 shillings. Alafu, iamue, itapeana 50,000 kwa 5 shareholders. Umeelewa? Imemake profit ya 100,000. Alafu, itaamua, acha sasa nipeane 50,000 ya 100,000, nipeane 50,000 kwa shareholders wangu watano. So, the total number of shares of the company is so. Okay? 100. So, the dividends issued will be 50,000 divided by 100. Inamaanisha watakuwa na share moja itakuwa 500 shillings. So if you own 100 shares, utafanya 100 times 500. Hiyo ndio pesa kwenye utapata. Mela. If you own 50 shares, utafanya 50 times your shares. So utapata the amount of money kinafaa upewe. Number two, yeah, why you should save in stocks ni capital gains. Unaweza kuwa umesikiza mahali mtu akisema buy low, sell high. So kama hujasikiza hiyo, let me explain to you. Hii ni process ya una buy shares kama ziko low, alafu unakaa nayo, alafu utangoja ikikuwa high ndio unauza. For example, vile Safaricom ilienda public, share yao moja ilikuwa 0.05 shillings per share. The first time ikienda public ilikuwa 0.05 per share. Saa hizi, Safaricom inauza share yake at 30 shillings. So, for example, ikianza, seme ulinua 1,000 shares. Mwana. Ikianza ulinua na 1,000 shares. So, like, okay, ikianza, seme ulibuy 1,000 shares. So, 1,000 shares times 0.05. Yoni 50 shillings. No. So ulinunua shares na 50 bob. But sahi, the same shares kenye ulinunua na 50 bob, unaweza use na 30,000. Hiyo ndio inaitwa capital gains. Ulibuy kama iko very low, now umeuza kama iko very high. So, but now that wants you to have time. Hiyo ndio inaitwa capital gains. So the two ways of why you should invest in stocks ni dividends, number one, and number two ni capital gains. So we are done with that. To our next step. How to buy shares at the Nairobi Security Exchange. Nimewambia Nairobi Security Exchange ni kama supermarket. Yes, unabuy shares ama unauza. It's just a supermarket. It's a platform where you buy and sell shares. So, how to buy shares at the Nairobi Security Exchange. Number one, you need to open an account called a CDS account. So, if you want to trade in the Nairobi Security Exchange, kitu ya kwanza, you need a trading account. Na hii trading account inapeanwa na Central Depository and Settlement Corporation, CDSC. So, that's why you need a CDS account. So, the purpose of the CDSC in a facilitate the holding and transferring of shares traded at the stock exchange. So, once you open a CDSC account, unaweza anza ku invest in stocks. So where do you open a CDS account? So kumbuka, you have to open a CDS account, in number one. So, but where do you open a CDS account? So a CDS account unaweza ifungulia in various places. For example, kuna watu wanaitwa stock brokers. Stock broker wako ni nani? It can be a bank, it can be an investment partner. And the stocks, like unajua shares hauwezi nunua tu wewe mwenyewe individual, lazima utumie a broker to help you sell or buy. Okay, so where to buy to directly, you need a broker. So kuna many stock brokers kwa the NSE. Kwa ukiingia kwa website yao NSE website, utapata hizo stocks, then utachagua moja kama unataka. Okay, like for example, you can buy shares through Equity Bank. You can buy shares through kuna e-stock broker inaitwa AIB, kuna Britam, kuna EFG and so on and so forth. Ziko tu mingi, so ni wewe mwenyewe unachagua. So let me just list a few for you, alafu mwenyewe utaamua. Utaingia kwa nsc.co.ke, uchague broker wako, you talk to them, alafu uanze ku sell. So kuna Dyer and Blair, kuna Francis Drummond, kuna Ngenye Kariuki and Company Limited, kuna Sunshine Investment Bank, kuna Old Mutual Securities Limited, SBG Security Limited, Kingdom Security Limited, ABC Capital Limited, Sterling Capital Limited, AIB XYS Africa, kuna Faida Investment Bank, kuna Standard Investment Bank, kuna Kestrel Capital, kuna Renaissance Capital, kuna Ganges Capital, kuna NCBA Investment Bank, kuna Equity Investment Bank, kuna KCB Capital, kuna Absa Security Limited, kuna Security Africa, kuna EFG Hams, and so on and so forth. So ni wewe mwenyewe utaamua unataka kutumia broker mgani ku buy shares zako. So how do you choose the right stock broker? Now that umejua jina zao, umeenda kwa ANC, umeshapata jina zao, how do you choose the right stock broker? Number one, investment cost. Stock brokers wako na fees, kama tu account maintenance fees, kama vile unaweza fungua bank upate account maintenance fees. So stock brokers wako na maintenance fees, wako na trading fees, brokerage fees, transaction cost and many more. So utachukua brokers wenye unataka, sema unataka, utaangalia, it's better if you write it on paper. After maybe 5 brokers, and now try to see their maintenance fees, trading fees, brokerage fees, and so on and so forth. So by comparing this brokers, utapata mwenye kuna the lowest charge, alafu umchague. If you care about your investment returns, always prioritize brokers with low cost. Sawa. Usitafute mtu mwenye, si juu, usitafute tu jina, tafuta mtu mwenye, broker mwenye atakusaidia, mwenye kuna lower cost. You know, the lower the cost, the higher the income. So most, on average, most brokers will charge 2% for any trade. So if you are doing a trade of 1,000 shares, they get 2% of the trade. Number two, look at the technology. Unajua saa hii kila mtu akona simu, kila mtu akona internet. So you have to look at the technology. We are doing less paperwork and more online stuff. So to access, utafuta broker mwenye, maybe akona application ama unaweza mpata online as easy as ABCD. So you should also access your trading account on your phone, anywhere, anytime. Si lazima uende ati visit physical place ya huyo broker ndio ufanye ubuy ama sell shares. So tafuta technology, tafuta mtu mwenye unaweza trade online, ama unaweza trade pia kwa naitwaje, unaweza trade kwa simu yako. Number three, look for regulation. Make sure scammers wako kwenye, na mi najua mnajua scammers wako kwenye. Be very careful. So make sure your stock broker is authorized by CDSC and regulated by CMA. CMA ni Capital Market Authority. Enda NSE, tafuta list ya broker wako. Kama ako hapo, the better. At least you are safe. Enda kwa Capital Market Authority. Kama ako hapo, the better. Enda kwa CDSC. Kama ako hapo, the better. But if you want to know red flags, huyu mtu ayupa NSE, ayiko CMA, ayiko CDSC, toroka. Tafuta mtu legit. Number four, and this is very important. This is very important. Customer service. As a client, unataka kutitiwa right. Unataka ku have a great experience. Check the brokers wenye wako na good customer care. Watu wenye wako social media, hata ukikuwa na issue ukiwa text, wana reply immediately, wana kuuliza maswali. Ukiangalia hata customer reviews zao ziko sawa, wana check up on you, they give you ideas on how to sell and buy, and so on and so forth. So, hizo ndio vitu kenye inafaa ukiangalia. So, now that you are done with, now umefungua account, umeshapata mtaka wako. What next? Now let's look at the assets traded at the NSE. Remember NSE ni the Nairobi Security Exchange. Acha tuangalie assets gani zinauzwa huko. Assets gani zinauzwa ama unaweza nunua huko. The main assets traded at the NSE ni stocks. However, kuna real estate investment trust na kuna gold ETF. So hizo ndio assets kenye ziko huko. But mostly me hapa naenda kuongelea about stocks. Hizo zingine we can talk about them in the later episodes. But today we're going to talk about stocks. So the most important question. Now you know the assets kenye unaweza trade. Umefungua account na umepata broker. What next? How much money do you need to invest? Unahitaji pesa ngapi to invest hapa? Easy. To invest kwa NSE, you need to trade a minimum number of shares. The minimum number of shares ni so moja peke yake. So 100 shares ndio the minimum shares you can buy kwa Nairobi Stock Exchange. So the money you need to get started depends on the stock you want to buy. For example, is African Breweries, acha tutumie hiyo example. Is African Breweries inauza share yake moja na 142 shillings, 142.5 shillings per share. That means if you want to buy 100 shares, you will need 142.5 times 100. So that means you need 14,250 shillings to buy 100 shares of East African Breweries. At the same time, Safaricom is trading at 29 shillings right now. This means if I want to buy Safaricom shares, I will need 29 times 100 shillings. So that 29 shillings times 100 shares, that will be 2,900 to buy Safaricom shares. As easy as that. So remember, the more shares you buy, the more money you invest. And the more capital gain itakuja, the more profit you get, the more dividends you get. So, enda tu kwa broker wako, enda kwa the Nairobi Stock Exchange, alafu wangalie the price of the shares. Zinakuanga listed hapo. Alafu something important. Market inafunguliwa saa 3 asubuhi, inafungua saa 9 jioni. So, that's the time kwenye unaweza nunua ama uuze, okay? You can buy or sell between saa 3 to saa 9 hapo. So what about the taxes investing in stocks? Capital gains made at the NSE are subject to a 15% withholding tax. So every gain ukiuza, kama umeuza maybe 5 years from now, uuze hizo tax zako, uuze hizo shares zako, utalipa tax ya 15%. This means when you receive your dividends, local investors will be subjected to a 5% taxation. Okay, so that's all about how to buy shares at the Nairobi Security Exchange. For this episode, nimewafunza what stock market is, why you should invest in stocks, how to buy shares at the Nairobi Security Exchange, different assets traded at the Nairobi Security Exchange, alafu how much money do you need to invest. So in short, you need, depending with the company you want to buy shares in, kuna kampuni yenye ziko hata na one shillings per share, so you'll need, let's say, 100 shillings to buy shares from them. So that depends with you. Okay, so in our next episode we'll talk about more about stock market, then utaelewa. But for now, thank you for listening. If you need more answers to your questions, just ask them in my social media accounts. Anyway, remember to always know kama unakuwa scammed. Usikuwe scammed hivi. research, do your research before joining something. Always do your research. Thank you for listening. This is the Najua Podcast and Najua who buy shares na Nairobi Security Exchange. So if you want to try, be my guest.